to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. As always, we're working on your financial freedom. Happy Sunday, everyone. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. I hope each of you and your families are doing well this Sunday. Very, very excited. Last week, I was able to enter into yet another multifamily property as a passive investor. So very, very excited about that opportunity. It should begin to pay dividends literally within about 6 months. So possibly first quarter, most likely second quarter next year. Just another property added to the portfolio. And my friend David Fisher said it best, right? Success is nothing more than a series of small, successful daily steps, right? Taken over time, one after another, after another, after another. And was very, very fired up, very excited to be able to enter into that opportunity. Sadly, there was three other opportunities that I wanted to participate in and just didn't have the funds to do so. And yet the opportunities are out there, right? COVID, no COVID. We are moving forward. We are purchasing real estate. We're rehabbing real estate. We're renting real estate to great people, both apartments and houses. We're not slowing down. We're not burying our head in the sand, right? What's the saying? A rolling stone gathers no moss. You must just continue to maintain the momentum. And speaking of David Fisher, I think he announced this morning he's going to liquidate 39 of his properties. Why? So that he can go purchase more. So he'll probably go from 39 to 60. I can easily see that. But again, he just continuing that momentum, churning. So yeah, that's great news on my part. But let's get to the show. Today's show, I'm going to throw out a concept, and we're going to circle around this for the entire hour. So I hope you can stick with me. But what I want to say is you cannot continue to live in the world that you wish it were. You need to actually live in the world that actually is, okay? And that's a very generalized statement, but we see decisions every day on people making decisions on what they think or what they hope, but not necessarily what the truth is, socially, economically, financially, spiritually, right? People are making these decisions on preconceived notions, or maybe this is something that was taught to them. And again, people that love you the most will always give you advice, and that advice isn't always effective. They think it is, or maybe it's based on their realities, right? Not necessarily on your reality. So even people that love you the most may give you advice, and it may not be effective, but it surrounds us. So where I want to go with this show is these preconceived conceptions, right? People make decisions on what they think, what they feel, what they want. And many, many times, this is absolutely ineffective, okay? Again, socially, financially, spiritually. You don't know what you don't know. That is absolutely one of my most favorite sayings, right? You don't know what you don't know. And you have to push pride away and accept that, right? Let's take a moment and look at people who have lived very successful lives. And you can judge success in many different ways. Success in business, success in endeavors, success in creations, success in creating wealth, people that inventing something. You know, maybe they created a company that today is highly successful, right? It fills a niche or a void that was there, and this person saw that and then created the company. Or some very brave individuals will take a company and totally change it, rebrand it, reshape it. And they're going, at the time, they're going places that many people were afraid of or did not understand. And what did people say at the time? They'd say, well, that person's crazy, or they're a dreamer, or that's guaranteed to fail. And then what happens? 5, 10, 15 years later, these individuals are hugely successful, right? And then what do people say? You know, remember, that's the crazy guy, or I can't believe he's investing in that, or I can't believe you're putting your money there. And then once that person's very successful, the entire story changes, right? It totally changes. What do people say? Well, that person was really forward thinking, right? Or they say, wow, they saw an opportunity that none of us saw. I wish I had seen that, or I wish I had understood it the way that person did. Or here's my favorite. They'll look at a very successful individual and they'll say, wow, they were ahead of their time, right? At the time, people were saying they're crazy, or this will never work. But again, that was people living in a world the way they wish it were, and not in the world of reality. And the successful person was taking a look at it and saying, no, this is the world the way it is, and this is what I'm going to do to take advantage of the situation. Okay. So today's show is going to revolve around the theme. I hope that wasn't too generic, but I think if you take a moment and reflect and think about what I said, okay, about this concept of people taking action, making daily decisions day in and day out, and it's all perceived in the world they wish it was, necessarily the world that is, or the realistic situation, right? So we're going to come back, and we're going to continue this discussion that you need to live in reality, my friends. You need to understand and accept reality and stop living in the world that you wish it were. And I'll tee up some examples of that when we get right back after a short break. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300-some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Mike Harrison. And if you heard that info, that intro to the show, he said, so you can create the lifestyle you always wanted. Yes, you create your lifestyle, not Washington, D.C., not hopes and dreams, not preconceived notions, and eventually that lifestyle will come to you. You create it, right? My friend, you can't live in the world you wish it were. You must live in the world as it is. Take the bull by the horns and take charge of your financial future, okay? Financial freedom. If you've got any questions or any examples of what I'm talking about and you want to discuss it, our number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335. Or as always, feel free to email me, askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. So there's a lot of people out there. Well, heck, there's just a whole group of people that refuse to accept things as they are, right? And you can't change those folks. I mean, they're living in the world of their wishes or in the world of their parents or what have you, but not necessarily the world of reality. And wishes is probably the wrong word. They're living in a world of perception, right? Two quick examples. I met a contractor the other day. We were talking about a project, and he handed me his card, and he says, you'll have to call me. I don't do that email thing. And I'm thinking to myself, that's fine. It makes your life very difficult. I guess you'll never do any really big, huge projects because there people are going to want to email a contract. They're going to want to see examples or, hey, can you send me some pictures of your work? I'd like to see what you've done. Can you maybe send me a list of addresses? Or let's say you got to go back and you know, as a contractor, you got to go look at the project, right? And then you got to come up with a scope and a design and then eventually price it out. And I guess you're driving it back over there. And this is, you know, Dallas-Fort Worth's a huge place. I can't imagine having to drive over or call someone on the phone and go, yeah, I'll do it for X. I think most people are going to say, well, I'd like to see it in writing. And then I guess you get in the truck and drive over there. So that's just silly. You need to live in today's world. And business, there's things, documents that are going to need to be emailed. I couldn't purchase a property today. I couldn't purchase a single family home or enter as a passive investor without email, frankly. I mean, I guess you can drive it over there, but I'm not sure the lead's going to want to deal with, you know, actual you handing them paper and things like that. They want things emailed. They want to be able to hold on to that document, track that document, track the conversation. So that was insane to me. Here's another one that's, and we'll get more into this later in the show. Stick with me. But here's another preconceived people living in the world they wish it was. Feed the 401k for 40 or 50 years, and then you'll retire at 65 and everything will be hunky-dory. Nope. That's not reality. That's not reality. My friends, you've got to accept the world that is, not the world you wish it were. Okay. Let's look at my father's world, right? And 20th century, okay? And it's most likely your grandfather. I came along late in his life. My father was born in 1928, okay? Imagine a person born in 1928. What do they do? What are you told? What are you taught to get ahead as you go through your life in the 20th century? Well, it was save, right? Live your life, be frugal, make smart decisions, and save, save, save. Okay, right? That puts pressure on salary. Salary was very important back then. If you made a little more than the average person back then, you could save a little more and you can begin to pay that house down, right? That was 20th century mentality. And it worked, right? In the 20th century, the houses, well, first of all, your house will double in value, and that holds today about every 20 years on average, okay? So $100,000 house today in the year 2040 should be worth $200,000. But they had, there was 8 to 12% interest rates throughout the 20th century, throughout the better part of it. Interest rates started coming down going into the 90s. But heck, if we had 8 to 12% interest rates today, I think a lot of real estate investors would be big savers. We'd have a ton of money in the bank, safe, earning 8 to 12%. Not that investing in real estate isn't safe, but it would be a dynamic change, right? It would be a change to the world that is. But that just isn't the case. Interest rates today, you put money in the bank, and what are you making, half a point? That's insanity. You've got just the published inflation, the inflation they allow us to know about, they'll publish it at 2%. I think it's a little greater. But why do we invest? Why do we don't have big savings as real estate investors? Because we live in reality. Yes, we have an emergency fund, but beyond that, very, very little in savings because those dollars are doing us no good sitting in a savings bank. Now, do we gather funds so that we can then take down another asset or participate in another multifamily deal? Absolutely. But beyond that, your savvy real estate investor just doesn't have a lot in savings. Or if they do have a lot in savings, like I said, they're itching, right? They're like, wow, I'm looking for my next deal. I've got to get these dollars working for me. So that's a good example of the dynamic, right? 20th century, you had great interest rates. Save, save, save. Be frugal. Save. Get ahead. Get educated, right? So that you can have a better salary, okay? So let's take three simple items that leads me to think about it, and we're going to have to tee these up in the next segment. I'm going to throw out three items, and I want you to think about what is most important to help you create wealth in today's world, okay? And these three items are time, salary, and credit, Okay. I just talked about salary. So I think you know that's probably not the most important factor for your success. Time, salary, or credit. And keep in mind, not the world you wish it was, today's world. Now, don't get me wrong. Are there CEOs and that are making millions of dollars in salary? Yes. Let's discount the 1%. Let's talk about the majority of Americans today, 70% of America. What is going to help you build and create wealth? Is it time, right? Do you need 50, 60 years? Is it credit, or is it a large salary? And I'm not discounting a large salary, but I'm just saying on those factors, one is a much more powerful tool at creating massive wealth. So my father's world, 20th century, credit was actually, it was hard to come by, right? If you think about it, I think I remember as a kid in the 70s when they got their first MasterCard, and it was just such a, holy cow, you got a credit card. It was a different dynamic, my friends. So we're going to come back. We're going to continue to this discussion. My friends, you got to live in today's world, not the world you wish it is. My name is Mike Harrison, and this is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. If you have any questions on today's show, our number is 855-497-4335. 855-497-4335. Or please email me. AskMike@LUINC.com. AskMike@LUINC.com. So I proposed a concept that you cannot continue to live in the world that you wish it was, right? That you wish it were. You need to live in reality. You need to live in today, today's world. And most successful people are recognizing that, or they do recognize it and they take action. And then everyone looks back 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years later, and they say, wow, I wish I had done that, or I wish I had seen reality the way that individual saw reality. And based on that, I'm asking you a question. Of these three items, what do you think is most important to build wealth, to build true wealth? Time, salary, or credit? Okay. We mentioned salary in the last segment. That was my father's world. Why did you want a large salary? So that you can save, okay? Because at that time, there was regular interest rates. Or, well, I don't want to say regular. There was interest rates that were 8 to 12% on average. Yet, today, in today's world, do we have those interest rates? No. Interest rates are nothing, okay? Especially in a savings account. They're sub 1% at best. The whole corona crisis dropped interest rates even greater. You can refinance a house, a personal home today, and get sub 3% rates. That's crazy, okay? Inflation's 2%. But at that time, salary was the driver because you could save. But tens of millions of people today, I'm telling you right now, they still think saving is the way to get ahead, and you cannot get wealthy saving. And how would you grow the salary to get ahead? Well, second job, third job, side gig, more hours at work, requesting more overtime, right? Spinning that mouse wheel faster and faster and faster so that you can make more. And then ultimately you're thinking you'll get ahead that way, or having your spouse go back to work, right? Or living in crazy frugality, of darn near poverty on purpose, so that you can save. Additional education, advanced degrees. There's a gazillion things that people are doing because they think they need to make more in order to build wealth. And it's just not true. Does it work for a few people? Yeah, 1%. But it doesn't work for the rest. And all you end up doing is working yourself down to the bone, down to the bare minimum. And there's nothing left of you to enjoy life or to enjoy your family, right? Peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. That's all any of us wants. But if you're working a second job or a third job, in the hope that that's going to come to you. I hope that's hitting a bucket of cold water in the face, but it's not. All right. So time, salary, or credit. Let's talk about time. Well, time, I would say, is in today's conventional world. They all talk about time. You can pull up an article on how to save $1 million or pull up an article, how to retire, anything. Just Google it. All they're going to do is they're going to say, time, time, time. Start when you're 20. Invest 15 to 20% of your income. Do this for 45 to 50 years. And then when you're 65 to 70 years of age, you'll be able to live on 3 to 4% of your nest egg, and you can live the dream retirement, right? And then they'll show you a picture of the older couple frolicking on a beach in Tahiti. It's insane, my friends. Time is your friend, is what they'll tell you. That is the biggest misconception out there, right? Can you, I guess, yeah. Do you want to work 40 or 50 years and give it a shot? Sure. 20% of people age 70 to 74 are still working. Some, a very few, are working because they want to, right? I'm not going to discount that. There is a joy and an inner nourishing of the soul to be able to perform a task or do something you want. But I guarantee the majority of those 70-year-olds that are working or 73-year-olds that are working because they have to. That's reality, my friends. Here's the other reality of the time factor. No one starts at 20, okay? And sure, email me the example of someone who started saving at 20, and I'll give you 100 20-year-olds that aren't saving, okay? I've got a 20-year-old. I've got a 20-year-old, I've got an 18-year-old, and I've got a 14-year-old. No one starts serious saving at 20. In fact, the average age to begin retirement savings is 35, okay? Here's another fact. According to the Federal Reserve, over half of young adults who went to college in 2018 took on debt. Okay, about 69% of students from the class of 2018 took out student loans, 7 out of 10, okay, graduating with an average debt balance of $29,800. How can you begin setting aside $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $10,000, because that's what they're telling you to set aside starting at age 20 to make this time factor work? It's not working. The average 401k balance today in America, $92,000. And that's, if you want to look it up, that's 2019 Vanguard. And it was an analysis of over 5 million 401k plans. Okay. The median, this one's more realistic. The median 401k balance is $22,217. Okay. So I'm telling you, big salary, not working. Time, not working. So that leaves one item on my question for you. What is most important to create true wealth in today's reality? Think about that. Time, salary, or credit? Well, I destroyed time. I hope I destroyed salary for you. It's credit. Credit is the most single important tool to create massive wealth. And I'm talking about using your credit to create leverage in investment debt, not retail debt, okay? Don't take your credit and jack up 38 credit cards and, you know, have the latest whatever accessories or this or that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about using credit to leverage purchasing an asset to create passive income and to build wealth. Think of it like this. When we enter into a deal, and I'll get real basic here, the bank is our partner on approximately 80% of that deal. Okay, usually a little less. I usually keep about 30% equity, but the bank will be your partner up to 80% on a real estate investment. So if they're your partner, the beauty here is they're not taking the profit. They're loaning you the funds at an interest rate. That's how they're making their profit. But you may only own, quote unquote, own 20% of the equity in that particular asset, yet you're making 100% of the return, okay? There is no other financial investment in America today, in today's reality, where you can bring a partner to the table that owns 80% of the deal, yet is not taking the profit, and you're taking, you own 20%, and you're taking 100% of the profit. Let me put it this way, and let me just use some numbers. Would you rather make 5% of an all-cash deal where you put $1 million into it and you're making 5%, right? And these are big numbers, but I'm just able to do the math on the in my mind on the air. That's $50,000 annually. Or think of it like this, though. Take that same million, use it as leverage, right? Bring the bank to the table. They're in for 80% of the deal. So now you own a $5 million asset. You're still making that same return of 5%. 5% of $5 million, $250,000. My friend, do you see the difference? Do you see what leverage does to a deal? So your credit report is a personal financial statement of who you are and can you be trusted. So credit is how you build wealth in today's reality. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We'll be right back after a short break.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. We are having a lively discussion today, and it's built on a concept that essentially you need to stop living in the world that you wish it were and start living in today's world, except today's rules, except today's reality. And I threw out a question based on that: is what's most important to build wealth, serious wealth? Time, salary, or credit? And by far, it's credit. It's credit, because we use credit to leverage the purchasing of these assets. We bring the bank as our partner to the table for 75-80% of the deal. And within that, and this is very simplified, okay? This is the Lifestyles model is a little more detailed than this, but this is a simplified version. And whether it's a single family $100,000 house or it's a $40 million apartment community, right? And everything in between, the bank is your partner, 75 to 80% of the deal. But you're getting 100% of the profit out of that deal. The bank's not taking the profit. The bank's taking an interest rate based on that leverage, but you're getting the profit, the full profit of that deal. 5 ways, okay? 6 ways in apartment communities. That's reality. That's today's world, okay? Credit is your most important asset to build wealth, by far. Dave Ramsey, let's tackle the 600-pound gorilla, because that's what's going through your mind, and that's what comes to mind when we talk about credit. This is investment-grade leverage. This is not retail credit, okay? Newsflash, this is the year 2020, pre-corona, post-corona. There's a lot of companies, Dave Ramsey would have you pay cash for everything or write checks for everything. There's a lot of businesses today that won't even take cash, right? You just can't do it. So he says, okay, well, use your debit card, okay? And then I guess when you're out of money for that month, you're just supposed to do nothing or be a super planner and somehow have that come to mind, but you can't bring a bank to the table to help you become a partner. And if you bring the right banker, they're going to get in the right deal with you. They're going to tell you whether it's a good deal. It's just another set of eyes. The lenders I use, they'll tell me, yeah, Harrison, that's a great deal. It's a no-brainer. Or, I'd kind of steer clear of that. Or have you thought of this, right? A good banker is actually concerned about the deal. They don't want this asset back. They want the asset to perform so they can loan you more and loan you more and loan you more next time. So if you can't grasp that concept, investment debt, you'll never be a millionaire. Okay. I'm sorry. I hope I'm not throwing a bucket of cold water in some of your faces, but I think I am. Feel free to email me if you're surprised at that. Ask Mike at luinc.com. Ask Mike at luinc.com. We're leveraging up to 80% of our real estate investments, yet we're making 100% of the profit. And if you missed the show, if you missed the earlier segment, there is no other investment in the world where you can do that. That's real estate. If there is, please email me. I'm interested in seeing it, but I'm not aware of it. Al Gordon did a show, I believe it was last week. I heard it on the podcast, but go back and look for it. It's on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor radio show on the podcast, or you can find it at the Lifestyles Unlimited website and click on radio. But he did a fantastic breakdown where he took $150,000, right, and bought the Imaginative house for $150,000, all cash, and showed what the returns would be. And he takes out taxes, he takes out insurance, he takes out everything, and shows you at the end what it would be versus taking $150,000 and leveraging it, right, and buying five properties, right, 30 in for each, and how much that would pay as a difference. And it the amount is staggering, my friends. And so that's the concept I need you to understand. That's today's world, okay? We're not going to live in the world we wish it were. We're living in today's world. So if you want to learn more about that, how that works, we'll show it to you. We'll show it. Take out a pen. You may want to write this down. It's freeworkshoplivestream.com. Freeworkshoplivestream.com. It's interactive. You can ask questions. It's not a pre-recorded video or anything like that. It's a true workshop. It's live stream. Come see how we make money five ways on a single family property and six ways on an apartment community. Ask questions if you're interested, but they'll go into that concept of what I was talking about into greater detail. And I think you'll see it there. If you want to join Lifestyles, right now the price is ridiculously low. It's financialfreedomlivestream.com, financialfreedomlivestream.com. It's only $197 a year, which is way lower than it was when I joined, but that gives you full membership benefits. So I think I've said this 10 times today. You got to stop living in the world you wish it were, and you must live in the world as it is, okay? The world actually changes more rapidly than you think. We'd like to cling to an ideal, or we'd like to cling to maybe a lot of us are living in the world the way it should be, right? That's ineffective. I'm not saying that we can't act in a respectful and in a good manner, moralistically, integrity, all that. Yes, by all means, act that way. Some people don't. What I'm talking about is understand the world as it is, okay? Look at it. Look at the opportunities. It's not a saving world. And you can have a great salary, but a lot of people with a great salary also have a lot of big bills that come with that great salary. You want to build wealth? Utilize your credit and leverage the deal, okay? I want to take a moment and talk about, I didn't even see the big picture when I joined Lifestyles, when I started purchasing single-family homes. I did not see the big picture. In fact, it took me an additional 3 to 5 years to really grasp what we're doing and why we do it and go all in, buy all in, cashing out my 401k. Again, I think it was my psyche, and I understood it worked, but I just didn't go all in. And maybe let me describe this metaphorically, okay? Imagine, you're going through your life, you're struggling to find a way to create wealth, live life on your terms. I found Lifestyles Unlimited, became educated, started buying properties. And essentially for me, it was like Del Walmsley took me and showed me the most beautiful, serene beach you ever saw in your life. The sand, the surf, the smells. Because for me and my family, freedom is the beach. Del walked me to the beach. He didn't say anything. And all I saw for the first 3 to 5 years was that beach. I knew 10 houses. I'd be able to hit the Caribbean twice a year, right? If I wanted. For me, that beach was success. But that's not what Dell was showing me. He wasn't showing me the beach. He was showing me the door to 1,000 beaches all across the world, right? That was the gateway. You like this? There's 1,000, there's 10,000 more just like it. Think about that for a second. I was ready to stop at the beach, and Dell was showing me the world, okay? And it took me a while. It took me a while to realize that. I started 7 years ago. Think of it like this. Christopher Columbus, when he's standing on that beach next to 5 or 10 people, they're all looking at the ocean and the surf and the rocks and the wind and the waves. Christopher Columbus didn't see that. He saw the gateway to another world, right? He said, I'm going that way. That was the door. That was a guy that was ahead of his time. That's what we always say. There was people then that said, you're crazy. You're going to fall off the side of the earth. And Christopher Columbus wasn't crazy. Everyone said he was a forward thinker, right? A forward thinker. He was a man ahead of his time. Well, no, he recognized opportunity. He wasn't living in the world that everyone wanted him to live in. He was living in reality. He knew there was more to it. So why do we do this, my friends? Why do we do it? It's all about creating a lifestyle. It's all about creating passive income. Soon that the next deal will close, and that'll make me a partner in over 1,900 apartment units. I could never imagined saying this 5, 6 years ago. You want to see results? You want someone who lives the world the way it is? Go find Dell's show from August 4th. It's interviewing a gentleman that started 11 years ago. He turned $500,000 into over $7 million. Okay, that's the August 4th Dell Walmsley radio show. 11 years, $500,000 to $7 million. Would you like to do that? Or if we need to deduct a zero or add a zero, what have you, insert yourself in there. You can do it, my friends. Accept reality. Live in today's world. My name is Mike Harrison. I want you to understand it's not about the money. It's all about the lifestyle. Happy Sunday, and make it a great day. See you next week.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.